Oh, hi. Thanks for holding. Is this Tajari?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hi. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
Oh, I'm doing great. Happy Wednesday, right?
Yes, ma'am.
We are halfway there. Not that we're counting, huh?
No.
So I know that you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
So essentially, people Google snow removal service, and I'm the first person that pops up.
You would be on the first page of the search results where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions. Now, no one could tell you you'll be in the first position or the second or the third. That's all done internally through Google and what's called a quality score that you would achieve. However, because we're the best of the best in the industry, we do place people all the time that will go to the first position. Sometimes they're down at, you know, 5 or 6 before we build up their relevancy and they achieve a higher placement. But the good news is even for the companies that are, say, in the 10th position or the 11th position, they're still amongst the businesses that are getting 87% of the revenue.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm interested. What's the price? And I'm at work right now, so I'm on unlimited time.
Sure, sure.
How does it work?
So everything's set at a flat rate month-to-month of $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in. So the initial investment would be $398. And the main benefit for you is in the exclusivity, meaning that the position just became available. We are filling it today. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you, we would block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure you can see the benefits, you know, of being on the first page in front of your competitors, right?
So that's Google. And what's the expected leads? Like, how many leads is expected per month from that? Do you have any data about that?
I do. I was looking into Frostline a little bit, and it looks like when it's not snow season, do you do other services like junk removal and power washing and hauling and things like that? You do. Okay,
yes,
good.
Mostly the junk removal and the pressure washing.
Got it. Okay. So I'm doing a query over the last 30 days for keywords relating to junk removal and pressure washing. And Google is showing me that in your area over the last 30 days, there were 1,018 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So what that tells me, Tajari, is that there is a solid book of business in your backyard, but currently you have a weak internet presence, so it's slipping through your fingers. And this is something that will put you front and center, get your phone ringing, and help you capture that business. Now, I don't want you to think I'm saying, you know, oh, try the program and you'll get 1,018 clients, because that's also not realistic. But what we do know is that 87% of consumers will hire off the first page, right?
I mean, even closing 10% of that is pretty, 10% of that is pretty high margin, to be honest.
Oh,
my average ticket is about $700-$800 right now. $900 on a high average. So even closing 10 of those per month would be a huge return on investment.
Oh, yeah, even that type of a percentage would be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business, you know? And that's the beauty of this program, is that we allow you to go month to month, track the actual results and the jobs and the revenue that you're bringing in, and kind of pay as you go. So we don't make you sign an annual contract or anything like that. It's strictly month to month. And then what the program would include is not only the first page placement on Google and Bing, but also we would program you into some of the popular directories as well as the mobile platform. So you know how most people these days do the searches from their smartphones? So that's a different search result completely. And once we program Frostline Outdoor Services into the mobile platform, now you'll become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. And then... Do you have a business Facebook set up yet or a website or anything like that?
Yeah, website, not yet, but still working on that. I haven't completed. I have one and a domain, but I haven't completed it.
Okay, so you have a domain, but not complete. You know, don't feel bad about that. That's the number one reason that people that run businesses don't have a site up is that, you know, they're just busy and they're out in the field and they're servicing their clients and they just don't have time to build it, right?
Exactly. Yep. Just for my business, I'm not really selling a product. I'm selling a service. So, I mean, I could just put my photos on. I could put my photos on just... post them up on Google or Yelp or something like that. I don't need to have a website per se, you know, so.
Exactly.
Kind of
although sometimes a site can help you get jobs from other sources, just if people look you up and they see that you have a site, it adds a little bit of credibility, you know. So I can help you with that, Tajari. You know, we build Google compliant sites here. They do charge an extra $400 to put them together. But what I'm thinking is that since you already have the domain and since we're built, you know, filling this position today, I can explain your situation to my supervisor and see if they would also allow me to include the site for you at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you.
Hold on 1 second, okay?
Sure.
Sorry about that.
Of course, no problem. I understand. So I was going to send out the request to also include the website for you. And if I did get the authorization to get everything going for just $398 out the door and include the site for free, I'm sure that that's more than fair enough to give you the opportunity to try this, right?
Yeah, and if I try it and it don't work out, what how does that work?
So then you can cancel at any time. All we ask is that you call within 3 business days of your billing date to avoid the next month's charge. So since today's the 1st, you would always be billed on the 1st. And if you ever wanted to cancel, just, you know, call a couple of days ahead of time. That way you can, you know, prevent the next month's payment, okay? But
and
you're not going to cancel because you're going to love it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that is sounding pretty good. It's just that I'm at work right now. Is that everything that you explained? Because I want to take some time. Because like I said, I'm at work right now still. So I want to take some time. Can I call you back in, let's just say, an hour? Or can you give me a call back in an hour? That would be better.
So here's what I'm thinking. Because I have 40 agents, just like Tara, calling out right now, and only one position available. Because of the profitability and because you're in Niagara Falls, which is a highly competitive area for what you do, you know, anything around that area going into Buffalo, as you know, is very, very competitive. So a position of this magnitude, it will fill within 3 to 5 phone calls. I don't have
Let me just get it done.
We can call you back in an hour or so to do the client interview. That's no problem. But let me just quickly do this and get you off the phone in a few minutes, and then we'll schedule out the client interview. So what's your last name?
What's the client interview, if you don't mind me asking?
That's where my technician will call you, and they'll go over your keywords, your service area, information for building your website and getting you placed. So they'll go over all of that when they call you. And like I said, I'll schedule that for later, okay?
Okay, okay, no problem.
Mm-hmm. And then I already sent out the request to get the site included, and that I'll usually hear back. We work on a GChat system within like 90 seconds to 2 minutes. So while I wait on the response, if everything goes well, I'll send you a confirmation email. What's the best email address to use?
It's frostlineodoorservices@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Do you need me to spell that?
No, because I see your logo here. So it's frostlineoutdoorservices@gmail.com. No spaces or dashes or anything. It's just all one word, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And then what is your last name, Tajari?
It's Brennan, B-R-E-N-N-E-N.
And then spell your first name for me just so I have it correct.
E-J-A-R-I.
A-J-A-R-I?
C as in Tom, E-K-A-R-I.
Got it, got it. T-E-J-A-R-I, right?
Mm-hmm.
T like Tom, E-J-A-R-I, right?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay, I want to make sure I have it correct. And then this is the phone number that you also use for client calls, correct? The 716-990-0334. Okay, and then is there a secondary line for internal purposes, or does everything go through the main number?
No, that main number is fine.
Perfect. And then did you want to set this up using a debit or a credit card? What works best?
I use my debit card.
And does that have your name displayed or the business name or both?
It has both.
Both, okay. Now, any middle name or initial on the card for you, or does it just show first and last?
Yeah, R. R.
R, okay. So R like red, right?
Yeah.
And then what's the is the billing address the same as the – what's the billing address that goes with the card, I should say?
It's, you said what's the billing address?
Yeah, I saw an address associated with your billing, or with your business name at 4233 Crescent. Is that also the billing address, or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
No, Crescent Drive is what it is.
That
is that
okay,
on my
perfect.
How did you find that address? What is it on?
So usually we have a little tool where we'll index into Google different places that you're found. And I see that's displayed on Angie's or Home Advisor. Let me see if it's also displayed on your Yelp listing. It might be out there too. Is that a residential address? Because we can have Google hide it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll have Google hide it, but you might want to get with those directories and let them know that it's published and you want them to hide it as well. You know what I mean?
Okay, is there numbers for that?
I'm not sure. Do you know how you got a hold of Angie's or Home Advisor or Yelp when you signed up with them?
Yeah, they
give
me.
You like? Yeah, so you probably have a point of contact over there, so you could just go in and have them fix that. And then I hit a button, and it erased your last name. You said it's Brennan, B-R-E-N-N-A-N or O-N?
Ian, Ian. And just one more question. So you said this is like to put me on Google or something like that?
Yes, on the first page of Google. So we're not only going to, you know, create the Google business page, but we're going to actually promote it on the first page of search results where most of that business is generated from. You're going to absolutely love it. I want to let you know that it's never our goal for someone to spend $299 monthly with us and then just break even, because if that's the case, it's nice, but it's not a smart business decision, right? So it's our goal to make sure that every client yields a 10-to-1 return on investment. And with a program like this, it's a no-brainer because we're already putting you where that high revenue is generated. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then if you ever did cancel, which I know that you won't, worst case scenario is you will have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now, because everything that we created for you, you'll always have that for your business. Okay?
Okay.
And then is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover?
Visa.
Visa, okay. And then the card number?
So it's 4250. Sorry, I just saw one of my last questions. So how soon would I be able to start getting leads?
Great question. First page placement on Google takes hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks. So nobody can flip a switch and put you up there instantaneously. Industry standard, it takes 90 days. However, we're a premier partner, so we do it in only 45 to 60 days. In the interim, the website will be built within 1 to 3 business days. Your directory listings will be submitted. The Facebook ads start running within under 2 weeks. So I always tell people you're absolutely going to see activity within your first month because we will start the programming right away. However, it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition.
So by the time as it starts, like, we're talking like December when everybody, you know, really needing the service, that's when it'll be, I'll be available.
Yeah, hopefully sooner. We say 45 to 60 days, knowing that some of the placement is dependent on you. So just make sure that, number one, when I schedule that appointment for the client interview for later, don't miss that, because sometimes people miss the appointment and it has to be rescheduled. Things like that will hold up your placement, right? Secondly, Google is going to communicate with us why your Google business page is in suspension. I know that you tried to use a virtual address at first, and now you're trying to use your residential address, but they might say, oh, we want the client to do a video verification or a live video verification, or they'll communicate with us different aspects of how we can get you verified. We'll reach out to you to get that done in a timely manner. So if you get a phone call from us or an email, just make sure to respond to it in a timely manner so that it'll help you your listing get published quickly, right? So I've even had people up and running on the first page in 3 weeks before, right? So if you're very, very responsive to us, you might even get up there a lot quicker. But we do say 45 to 60 days, knowing that some of the placement will be dependent on you, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you need any help with it, of course, we have a verification department that will actually get with you on the phone and walk you through it, so we make sure that you get it done. And then also, we have a premier partnership with Google. So sometimes people have had listings that have been blocked or suspended, and they've been trying for over a year to get it out of suspension. And the minute they start working with us, we call our team at Google and we get it published very quickly. So that's the benefit, is that you, if you've ever tried to reach Google, you know it's very, very difficult to get a hold of someone, and they're not real cooperative in helping, right? So we have our own team there that will help us with your listing to make sure that it gets published very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to be so thrilled with it. And then, you know, like I said, worst case scenario, you're going to have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now. So you're going to have, you know, at that point, be fully optimized on Google and Bing. You'll be on all of the popular directories. You'll be accessible from the mobile platform. So you're going to have a lot of bells and whistles regarding this program.
And this is paid ads on Google?
Nope. This is called Local SEO Services, the search engine optimization. So you're going to be on the first page in the maps. We do offer paid ads if you wanted to look into those, but the highest revenue generating section is the maps, because with a paid ad, usually all it is a little link to a website and a tagline. There's not a lot of information if the business is local or credible or not, right? But with this positioning, you're going to be on the first page in the maps where reviews become visible as they start coming in. People will be able to see your phone number on a click-to-call feature. We can upload pictures on the Google Business page and your logo, different things like that to make sure that when a potential client finds you, they already have that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in working with you even prior to picking up the phone and calling you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think you need the paid ads just yet, but if you wanted to, you could bundle them with this program for $300 extra. Those are pay-per-click ads, and the reason I thought you probably wouldn't like those is with those, you have a budget that's set daily, and then once the budget runs out, you rotate off the page and someone else rotates on, right? But with this package, you're on the first page 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with unlimited clicks. So you don't ever have to worry about rotating off or anything like that.
And question, can I, do you have any examples of businesses in my area you work with?
Well, we've serviced over 48,000 active clients all over United States and Canada. There's absolutely tons of examples on our website that are approved references. I'm going to send you a little text message right now that says localsplash.com/pricing. Don't fall off your chair when you see this because you need the platinum package. The platinum package on our website sells for $5.99 monthly with a $2.99 setup fee. Okay, the reason I have better rates is that this position just became available and we are filling it today. So you're going to get everything within the platinum package, but you're only paying $2.99 a month. And I'll send that to you in your terms and conditions. And once you acknowledge it with your e-signature, you'll be grandfathered into this rate and it will ensure that it never goes up for you, okay? But also on our website, the reason I'm sending you that link is you can see our premier partnership affiliation and you can also see approved references on there. We've worked with, you know, big companies also like Extra Space Storage, Vivint Security, Subway Sandwich, Anytime Fitness. So we also have a corporate division as well.
Got you. But you don't have any local, you say you don't have any local people.
We do, We do, but I can't give information of our clients out as references unless they agree to it. Just like if you sign up with us, you're going to sign up with us because you want your phone ringing with new clients, right? You don't want to have to be taking reference calls. So, yeah, I can't give information out of our existing clients in the area just randomly like that. We have approved references on our website, if that makes sense. But look at it like this, Tajari. If you calculate this out, it comes to only $9 a day to increase your business. There's no contract involved, so it's fully cancelable at any time if you're not happy. And when you look at it like that, it makes it so much easier to absorb because, you know, I have a 10-year-old little granddaughter and I can't even take her to McDonald's anymore for a Happy Meal and a milk for $9 a day, you know? So it makes it, you know, much more affordable when you look at it like that. You know what I mean? Plus, I did get an override, by the way. My director had responded to me and they're allowing me to include that website for you. So during the client interview, if you want us to put the site on your domain, you can just give us the credentials to your domain and they would actually build the site on it. Did you happen to get your business name as the domain or was it something else? Or is it like frostlineoutdoorservice.com?
I'm looking it up right now to see.
Please. Yeah, because I'll put it in your notes so when the technician calls you, they have it.
Yeah, Are you familiar with Zen Business?
Zen Business? No, I'm not.
Oh, I used them to form my LLC. They have my domain and my website
okay.
that I pay for. I'm trying to find the domain, but I think I made it frostlineoutdoorservices.com.
Okay, I'm going to put that in the notes, and I'm also going to put that you got it through Zen Business, because that's what our technicians are going to want to know. Is it like a Wix site, a GoDaddy, a Zen Business site? So I'm going to put that in the notes, and then when they call you later, if you can just confirm the web address, I'm putting Frostline Outdoor Services. Or Frostline Out, is it service or services? Do you know? Because in
services.
Your email, it's singular. It's services. Okay. So I'll put, you think you have the services, frostlineoutdoorservices.com. But if it's different, let them know when they call you. And then also, they'll ask you for the credentials, like the username and the password, so that they can get into that domain and build the site on it for you. Okay.
As I was saying, I don't know how to get all that information. I got to reach out to Zen Business and see what I can do.
So here's what I would recommend. When they call you later, just have them build the site on whatever available domain they can get for you. So let's say we can purchase frostlineoutdoorservicesllc.com because the frostlineoutdoorservices.com is taken, right? If we can get something close to it, we'll build the site on that. And then later, if you get your credentials, you could let us know and we can also port the site over to your domain. But that way, at least it wouldn't hold up getting the website up and running. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
Okay. So
you guys can handle my website and what else you guys handle?
Yep. Yeah. And they'll go over the available domain options too when they call you. So we'll do the website, we'll do the Google optimization, Bing, the directories, the mobile optimization. We'll also help you get your business Facebook up and running and run some Facebook ads for you as well. So all of that is going to be inclusive with this one package, okay?
What else do you guys on those phones?
And then, well, you'll have a tracking system so you can see, you know, how many clients you're receiving from Google, how many you're receiving from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. And if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. So everything is very transparent. So when you're asking what else we're handling for you, is there something that you need for your business that we haven't covered that you would like us to? Because maybe I could see if that's an available option.
Well, they're just kind of asking questions. They're just trying to make it make sense, you know. So, all right, well, let's go ahead and start getting some business. Or I guess I'll set it up.
Yeah, you're going to be so happy that you did. I think the timing is perfect with the winter months coming around the corner. It's so great that you're getting set up now, you know, because sometimes people wait till last minute and then they miss out on their hot season, you know. So this way, by the time snow season comes in, you're already going to be fully up and running, you know. So let me just go back here.
Oh, sorry.
You said it was,
do you manage my Google business profile as well?
Yep, so you're going to be set as the owner of it. It belongs to you. It belongs to your business, but we will manage it for you. That way we can do the programming and the optimization to get it on the first page.
What about photos, posts, and reviews?
Same thing. We'll do the reviews. We'll do photos for you as they start coming in. If you don't have photos initially, we'll use stock photos just to get you up and running.
What about,
do you guys submit me to local?
Yeah, I have pictures. Do you guys submit me to local directories like Yelp, Angie, Thumbtack, Home Advisor?
We do include a smaller a smaller list of directories. We used to do like up to 48 directories, but we found out that some of them would conflict with Google and it would throw a red flag and give people even, you know, not the best results. So now we're just doing the most pertinent ones, which include, let me just look, Yelp, Bing, Facebook, Google, and Apple Maps. You're already on Angie's and those other destinations that you talked to me about anyway.
Yeah, I was just wondering.
You don't need anyone to duplicate that. So, but statistically speaking, you have to realize this. 87% of consumers will hire off the first page of Google. So that only leaves 13%. If you look at Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, Thumbtack, Angie's, you name it, and you lump them all into one bucket, combined, they're only getting 13%. So your high revenue return, no matter which way you look at it, will absolutely come from Google.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
All right, done.
Okay, and then you said it was a Visa?
Yeah.
Okay, and the card number?
4258.
Okay.
0945.
Got it.
0371.
Okay.
1180.
1180. Okay. Expiration?
0729.
Okay. And the code?
Code, security code is 318.
318. Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash, and then I'll create that appointment for my technician to call you later to go over your keywords and getting you set up. Some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you, so it'll have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay? So for the voice recording, this says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Pardon me?
It says, please state the name of your business.
Frostline Outdoor Services, LLC.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Jari Brennan, owner-operator.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
No, what do you mean?
What that means is that you shouldn't have to do anything else for your business online, right? Because we're covering the search engines, the directories, the social media with the Facebook ads and the whole nine yards, right? And the website. But let's say you did want to do something else down the road online. Just let us know about it so we make sure that it doesn't conflict with what the programming we're doing. So it says, do you agree to disclose, which means let us know about any additional online marketing efforts. And again, you shouldn't have to do anything else additional, but if you do, just let us know about it, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, October 1st, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the first day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then question, we're triply booked for the rest of the evening, but I might be able to squeeze you in at 6. I would have to get an approval. If not, we could do it tomorrow. So would you want me to try to get the 6 o'clock, or should we just look at what's available tomorrow? That client interview will take about 20, maybe 30 minutes.
Let's look at tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Okay. So what would work best, morning or afternoon?
Afternoon.
Afternoon. Okay. So for tomorrow afternoon, we could do 1, 2, 4, 5, or 6.
Let's do 6.
6. Okay. So what I'm doing right now is I'm blocking out an hour window from 6 to 7 o'clock Eastern tomorrow, which is on the 2nd. And the reason I'm booking the whole hour to Jerry is that just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 6:15, don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. Okay? And then lastly, since I got you special pricing that is not available to the general public, like I said before, I want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into this pricing and ensure that it never goes up. So did you get a text from us right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yeah, I did that already.
Oh, you already went in and you did the, where you opened the link and you did the e-signature?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, perfect. So if you see that prompt for a username and password, that means that it went through, and that username and password is in your welcome email. So you don't necessarily need to log on right now because, you know, we're just starting the account. But when you do start getting results of people finding you on Google, it's all going to be stored in that dashboard. Do you want me to give you the username and password right now just so you have it?
Yeah.
Okay, so the username is your 10-digit phone number, but there's no spaces or dashes. So it's just 716-990-0334. So you don't have to put any spaces or dashes or anything. And then the password is, let's see here, all lowercase, all one word, and it's cool money. So COOL and then the word money, but don't put the space in between. So MONEY.
All right, I'm in.
Good. Okay, perfect. And then since you're in, let me show you something real quickly.
It said connect with Google. It say Google hasn't verified this app.
Yes. So if you would, if you click on that, you can go in right now and try to add us as a manager to the page that you have that got, you know, suspended. And that way we can.
No, it didn't let me. I don't know if you heard me. It said I can't. It said the page isn't verified yet.
Oh, okay. Give me one second here.
It said your page isn't verified, yeah.
Okay. Hold on here. Okay, so if you click on the box that says connect with Google, it
yeah.
might take you to a page where it'll have you sign in to where whatever you used when you created your Google business page. So when you go to, you know, business.google.com, use whatever email that you used for that. And then once you sign in that way, you should be able to add us as a manager.
Like I said, it said Google hasn't verified this app. I did that. It said Google hasn't verified this app.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so I'm going to send you the email then just so you have it that will say, important, please add us to your Google business profile. You can try to do that this evening, but if you have any problems, just let the technician know when they call you tomorrow at 6 and they'll walk you through it. And then on the dashboard, do you see that tab at the top above where it says connect to Google, where it says business info?
Pardon me? What are you saying now?
At the top, you're going to see some tabs, leads, website, listings, Google Insights. Do you see those tabs going across the top?
On Local Splash?
on the dashboard, after you logged into the dashboard where it says connect with Google.
Yeah, like I say, I don't get anywhere because it's saying the website isn't verified. I don't see it. That isn't coming up.
Oh, okay. So if you go back to where you first came in and you don't hit that red box, do you see anything else on there where it says leads, website listings, business info, or no?
I see business info. I see your account manager.
Good. There you go. Okay, so click on business info. This is what I wanted to show you.
It's not a click, it has the information.
Oh, what information?
It just has my name and my information.
Okay, can you scroll down towards the bottom and see a section that says media?
No, I don't see that.
You don't? Okay. So what they're going to do is they've already sent you an email that says important photos needed for Google verification. So that is so that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally. Mm-hmm. You have a question, you said?
Yeah, this page looked like it's not working. I don't know what you're referring to. And then also,
no, I'm not talking about the page anymore because I was talking about just in your email. You're going to get an email that says action needed pictures for Google verification. I'm sorry if I confused you.
Oh, and then, I was going to say, so you say you can move my address off of Google too?
Yep. So we're going to put a note in here for the verification department to hide the address once you're verified. So Google will solidify that you're a valid business in the area, and if you're home-based, that's perfectly fine. But they might ask for your business registration or an invoice or something that does display your address just to show that you are in the area. But once it publishes on Google, that address would be hidden. Make sense?
Okay, because...
Yeah, so
my documents of my virtual address.
They do? Okay. Is the virtual address within 50 miles of the Crescent Drive address?
Yeah.
Okay, you should be okay then, because I've asked my verification department about that before, and they said as long as you upload the documents from the basic Niagara Falls area or be within 50 miles of it, Google will know by your GPS location that you're uploading from that area, and they'll trust you and say, okay, this is a valid business. So if you don't have anything with the other address on it, what I would suggest is if you have, say, a work vehicle with a New York license plate or even a business card that says that you're in Niagara Falls or anything like that, even if the address isn't published, if you have anything else that shows that you're within that area, then you could send that over. On that email that I'm talking about, there's like 7 or 8 suggestions of things that you can send. You don't have to send all 7 or 8 items on the list. Let's say you only have 2 things on that list. That's fine. You can just upload those 2 things, and then that will help us get you verified in a timely manner.
Okay.
Yeah, and then lastly, Tajari, my name is Tina. I'm at extension 777, okay? So you were already texted the local Squash number. It's on the bottom of those texts and on the bottom of those emails that you received. So let's say that you want to call in and you want to make an update or you have a billing question. You can actually hit option 1, and anybody that answers the phone can help you, okay? But if you want to talk to me specifically, you can just say 777, or you can say transfer to Tina, because it's a voice-activated system, and then that would help you to ring back to my desk, okay? And then I always tell people to use me as a point of contact, because I'm not a technician. I don't do programming. There might be a time that you call me and I specifically can't help you, but I most certainly can get you to the person that can. You know what I mean?
So question, I think I figured out it said connect with Google, and then it said, it's saying, do I allow you guys access and all these different things? But then it said Google authentication error at the top. It's like,
okay,
it's
after
working.
You tried to allow us access?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask James. He's in the verification department. James and April, they're both experts at this. I'm going to send them a quick message and see what they say. One second here.
Yeah, it ain't working.
I love that you're so proactive and you're doing it now. That's awesome. I always tell people the more proactive you are with your account, the better results that you're going to get. So I think that that's phenomenal that you're doing it right now. So let me just really quick ask them. So I'm trying to explain to them what happened. When you clicked on connect to Google, and then it said what?
It said Google authentication error.
Got a Google authentication error. Okay. So I just asked them if they could maybe take over the call and talk to you and help you get through that. If not, the technician can also do it tomorrow when they do the client interview. Because I don't know offhand if they're in a meeting or if they're on another phone call. But if they are available, one of them will pop on with you right now and we'll get it done. If not, we'll do it tomorrow. So when you hit connect with Google, you try to log on to the same email that you used to create that Google business profile, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So he said it might be a bug in the dashboard because you haven't had the client interview yet. So if you go to the email that I sent you that says important, please add us to your Google business profile.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you say go where now?
In your email, you've gotten, I think, 5 emails from us now. You got Local Splash, Generate More Business, Local Splash Invoice, Welcome to Local Splash, Pictures Needed for Google Verification, and then I manually sent the one that says Important. Please add us to your Google Business Profile. So that's the one that I want you to look at right now.
I'm just seeing them. I didn't get any emails.
Check your filtered mail because we send from a very large Gmail server. Because these say that they're sent successfully. And the email did have your business name singular without the S, right? Because that's the way I typed it. If it's wrong, I can resend them all. But I had frostlineoutdoorservice@gmail.com, correct?
Yeah.
Did you find them in the filtered mail by chance?
Hold on one second. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at my spam. I don't see it. Let me look in snooze. I'll look in primary. All mail. Yeah, I'm not seeing that.
Okay, I'm gonna, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna copy the whole email and I'm gonna paste it and I'm gonna send it manually from my email account. It's my first initial last name, so ttogafau@localsplash.com. And so I'm gonna send it to you this way, and see if you get it. So I'll put important. Please add us. Okay, so let's give it a second and see if it gets to you. If not, is there an alternate email just in case?
Yeah, my first and last name at gmail.com.
Okay, let's try that. Oh, this one bounced back to me. Hold on. It says, frostlineoutdoorservice@gmail.com. Your message wasn't delivered because the address couldn't be found. Interesting. So check that email. Maybe there's a dot or a dash in there or something that you forgot to tell me, but the way that I have it,
no,
it didn't get...
frostlineoutdoorservices@gmail.com.
Oh, so there is an S. Okay, I thought that it was without the S for the email. That's why I was confused, because your business name has the S in it. Okay, so let me send it again with the S and see if that helps. frostlineoutdoorservices@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's funny is those other emails that the system sent, it said they were sent successfully, unless it just takes the system longer to see if it bounces back. But when I sent it from my personal account, it came back right away. So let me send this to you again and tell me if you get it now. And then I'm going to try to resend all of the emails just so that you get them. So sometimes when we send an email, it's going to trigger a text message. So if you get the text messages a second time, it's just because the first email didn't go through, and then I'm sending it again, okay? So local splash, initial invoice, I'll send you that one again. So you have it. And then what else? Oh, action needed, pictures for Google verification. That's a good one. Okay, action needed. Where is it? There it is, pictures for Google verification. Anything coming through now?
I'm going to check right now. Ah, yeah, I see now.
Perfect. Okay, so good. So that's the email. James told me that in the section B, it will tell you how to do the adding us as a manager manually. So if it didn't go through by connecting through the dashboard because you got that authentication error, you can use option B and it will have you add us that way.
All right, well, if anything, if it don't work, then we'll just do that on the client call tomorrow.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah, you have some time now, which is nice because, you know, they were triply booked, you know, today. So you have a little bit of time to look at it tonight and try to go in there and get it done. If not, no problem. They'll just walk you through it tomorrow, okay?
All right.
At least I'm glad you got all the emails that we sent. That's awesome. That's important. So, okay, well,
I'm
you are all
set the terms. Yeah. But we'll do that tomorrow.
It said that went through for some reason. Because usually if you get that page that asks you for the username and password, that means that it went through. So I think you're okay there. But if not, they can, you know, kind of fix tomorrow if there's any type of errors that are showing. But I think you're okay. I think that already went through.
Oh, it's a y'all need. I see it's a to get your Google profile verified, Google needs to below mention. So my business license, business card, business registration, invoice, workplace, work vehicle, and tools and our equipment. So they need all of that stuff?
Nope, that was the email I was talking about where they'll give you like 7 or 8 suggestions. You don't have to send all the items on that list. Just send over whatever you have.
Oh,
even
okay.
If you only have 2 or 3 things, yeah, that's fine. You just send the 2 or 3 things that you have if you only have a couple things, okay?
All right. Well, thank you.
And then also, you can go back to that form later and you can add to it. So let's say right now you only have 1 item, but you have 2 items that you could send us later. You can go in and you can go back to the form and you can, you know, add more to it later too.
Okay.
All
right. Well, thank you. All right. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so glad that it worked out. And you call me anytime if you have any questions. And if not, they will be calling you tomorrow around 6 o'clock. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good evening
too.
Yeah, you too. All right.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.